You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In his State of the Nation speech on Sunday, leader of the National Party, Christopher Luxon, outlined National's economic agenda for if they get elected in 2023. This includes lowering taxes and repealing many of the taxes Labor has introduced since taking power in 2017. Christina spoke with Professor Robert McCulloch, a professor of economics at the University of Auckland, about the proposed tax plan and what it means for the economy.
He's promised to improve the economy. How exactly does his proposed tax plans benefit the economy compared to Labor's current economic strategy?
Yeah, I took the speech to be almost more about politics than perhaps about a detailed economics plan. Although, you know, many commentators have focused on the precise nature of the tax cuts, it seems to me that it doesn't amount to a detailed, comprehensive economic strategy. It seems to be more something, a speech which has been concocted by political advisors, perhaps with the aim of bringing conservative voters who the National Party maybe has lost over the last few years back into the fold. So I'm not a political scientist, but it would seem that is who the speech is trying to appeal to. So in terms of the economics of the speech, its main point seems to have almost been the appeal to what the Americans call the American dream, the idea that you can build a society with smaller government, lower taxes, less regulation, that rewards hard work and effort. And that's what the Americans, you know, have this almost a cultural consensus about, that the American dream is alive and well. And he seems to be somewhat portraying the Nats as a party that would promote a kind of Kiwi equivalent. Associated with the American dream is this view that the poor may be lazy and somewhat deserve to be poor, that if you want to be wealthy, the opportunities are there. And there is some evidence of that in his speech. He says that he speaks out strongly against unemployment insurance, and he says we should be encouraging work, not taxing it more and paying people to take 6 months off. So that's sort of appealing to the view that the unemployed are taking a holiday. And it's so he seems to be appealing to these very broad views and beliefs and values, which right, centre-right voters have, not just here, but around the world. And he's wanting to bring them back to National.
Have you seen this kind of loss of National support base to potentially the ACT Party? Does National's new tax plans kind of mirror what David Seymour consistently promises?
The short answer is yes. I think that he is trying to win over those folks who believe in smaller government and a society with lower taxes. And that's an interpretation of the speech, because he hasn't really detailed how he would fund the tax cuts. So he doesn't seem to want to go into much detail as to, you know, whether they would, as a result, finance the tax cuts through more borrowing. The Nats don't seem to like borrowing, so maybe he's going to pay for them with cuts to other services, but he doesn't want to go into that. I don't see it as a speech which is really outlining an approach, a seriously well thought out economic approach as to how, you know, he would in fact be running the economy. It seems just a broader appeal to market, if you like, the party as the party of small government and lower taxes, perhaps in the initial object is to get back the ACT voters.
He's mentioned inflation quite a lot, both in his speech and just general communications to the public. How do lower taxes actually lower inflation? How effective would this really be?
If you want low inflation, the best way to achieve it is by having an independent central bank. And that's largely what we've got in this country. Tax cuts might sort of provide maybe a temporary drop in inflation, but the key bit of law you need to achieve price stability is something that we've already got, which is the Reserve Bank of New Zealand Act. So I think trying to pretend that there's anything in his proposals which will lead to lower inflation compared with Labor, I wouldn't take that seriously.
Labor Minister of Finance Grant Robertson has described National's tax plan as leaving New Zealanders worse off. So in your opinion, who are the real winners and losers from this?
You can go into great details about his proposals and you can say, look, he's called for a drop in, for example, the top tax rate, dropping it back down to where it was before from 39 cents. And of course, that will benefit higher earners as a result. But I don't think his point is probably to go into these details of exactly who is winning or who is losing. I see it more as a clear promotion of the idea that we are the party of, if you like, the Kiwi dream, the American dream, that if you work hard, you will be taxed less as you earn more money. We'll take less money off you. We will reward hard work. It's an ideological positioning of the party to, you know, attract back its traditional voter base. I don't see it in terms of wealth redistributions as a compassionate speech at all. It doesn't seem to have much compassionate conservatism in there. In fact, he has inferred that the unemployed, if anything, are taking a holiday, and the unemployment insurance scheme would just sort of facilitate them to take 6 months off. So it doesn't seem a speech at all aimed with a view to improving the welfare situation, certainly, of less well-off folks. To the extent you're helping the poor, it's about the American dream ideal of more opportunity maybe for the poor and making it easier for the poor to get rich.
So is it beneficial for him to kind of not bring up the fact that he would be seriously considering cuts to essential services such as healthcare and education? He's just kind of focusing on the more identity politics here.
That's right. I think it's more on creating a base for his party, the traditional base which won the Nats elections in previous times. He wants that group back. So he's appealing to his traditional supporters, but it's hard to really take it seriously as a detailed, you know, future economic plan for the country. It's more an ideological approach built on this idea of return for hard work, which is sort of a National Party principle, if you like. So I think one should look at it more like that than trying to go into details about who are winners and losers from it.
But he has proposed that everyone would be better off, including minimum wage workers. But these proposed tax cuts kind of see high income earners end up with more money in their pockets. Is it fair to say that exacerbating inequality, especially during a housing crisis and global pandemic, is irresponsible?
His approach is, and it's not unusual that this, it's a very well-known feature of, particularly in the United States, the majority of Americans believe in the American dream. And the belief system of the US is, if you want to be wealthy, if you want equality of opportunity, then the government should facilitate folks who are hard up and help them, maybe even through lower taxes, even in the higher income brackets. It should help the poor to become rich. So it is a view of trying to address the inequality problem, but through creating a society of more opportunity. So that's a sort of quite an old, traditional, but, you know, well-known and still very influential sort of political ideology and approach. And I think that's the way he is trying to position the party. He's saying, I will deal with inequality through that approach rather than through what he would label greater welfare dependency.
That was Professor Robert McCulloch from the University of Auckland speaking to Christina about National's tax proposals as announced in Christopher Luxon's State of the Nation address at the weekend.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.